HTML, page load sequence. First loads the content of the page, the elements, then loads the JavaScript and executes the JavaScript, then loads the CSS and applies the styles. It leaves the JavaScript running. The DOM, the document object model. There are branches across the DOM, and those hold nodes that are siblings. When you're walking or traversing the DOM, you go from branch to branch and node to node. The head element, it holds invisible elements. The body element holds visible elements, such as H1 or BR. Attribute, attributes are defined within an element tag. There's an ID, there's a name. Those are different attributes within the element. Block versus inline. Block is vertical, inline is horizontal. Div versus span. They're both used for grouping content. Span is inline, div is a block. Semantic versus non-semantic. Semantic element is indicative of what it is. H1 is a header one. Non-semantic is not indicative, a div or a span. Landmark elements. They designate regions of a page. They convey structure and hierarchy. There's a header, a footer, main, a side, form, nav, section, article. Creating headers. Only one H1 element should exist per page. Form. There are two common attributes in a form. There's an attribute equals a URL, and a method equals an HTTP verb. A method might be a post or a get. Tables. Nesting below the table is the T head, the TH, the TR, TD, row span, column span. There are three different types of media elements: the image, audio, and video. The comments begin with a less than sign, exclamation, dash, dash, then the comment text, and then it ends with a dash, dash, greater than sign. How do you debug these elements? You have to go to DevTools and there's an element tag. A viewport is the full extent of a viewing area within the browser window. Main, aside, form, nav, section, article. Creating headers. Only one H1 element should exist per page. Form. There are two common attributes in a form. There's an attribute equals a URL, and a method equals an HTTP verb.